International Comics Festivals are supposed to be fun, but the person heading up this year's gathering in Angoulême, France, has spent the past few days being dissed by the very people he's supposed to be celebrating, comics artists. The World's Carol Hills is with me. What's going on here, Carol? Angoulême is very important for the comics world.
It's really important. It's been around for about 40 years. It's in this town, you know, a couple hours, you know, southwest of Paris. And that whole town spends 3 days going nuts about cartoonists and comic artists. And the grand prize is this huge honor. A person is not only honored, but they get to host and be sort of the grand marshal of the following year and have their own exhibit. So the nominees for this year's grand prize, 30 nominees, none of them were women. And this just caused a big backlash. There haven't been tons of women nominated in the past, and only one woman has ever won, a French cartoonist, Florence Sestak. But this year, it really sparked a reaction because there's lots of great female cartoonists. And so what happened was a number of the people actually nominated, the men, started withdrawing their name.
Yeah, like Dan Clowes, who is in charge of the Ghost World comic books, I know he was really upset at this. What about the organizers at Angoulême? How have they responded to this?
Well, they've responded in not terrific ways. The festival director, Frank Bandeau, he has sort of been saying, you know, we can't rewrite history. If you go to the Louvre, you'll equally find very few women artists, which has really kind of stoked anger. And there's a sense that he's kind of not tuned in to where a lot of comic art is. There are lots of great female comic artists. He's also said, well, this is a Lifetime Achievement Award, and there aren't any women who really come to that level, which is also questionable since he's given Lifetime Achievement Awards to younger comics. Marjan Satrapi was mentioned. He said, well,
the Iranian artist.
For Persepolis. And he said, well, she doesn't cartoon anymore. But that's true with Bill Watterson, who won it several years ago.
I mean, the comics world, as you point out, not a lot of women. But when it comes to graphic novels, I mean, there's no shortage of women. How could they have been so blind to this?
I don't know. But where the thing is at now is interesting, because the festival director came back and said, okay, we'll just add some nominees.
Oh,
so they
gosh.
Sort of put together another list, which included several nominees, including Marjan Satrapi and several others. And that has angered people. So now the latest is, okay, we'll have the Academy members vote. There's no nominees. So this year it's going to be free and open to Academy members. Somehow you're a member of Angoulême. I'm not sure how that happens. But they'll vote who will win the grand prize this year.
So when does Angoulême start, and how are they going to sort this out?
Well, I think they're going to go ahead with this open voting system. The festival starts January 29th. It's a huge deal. You know, like a couple hundred thousand people descend on this place. And the French are just mad for comics and cartoons. You just can't imagine. They have festivals all over the place. But this is a real biggie. And it's really about comic art as opposed to political cartoons.
Right. Well, as we heard the other day from Jean Luen Yang, three centers of comics in the world, the United States, Asia, centered in Japan, and Europe, centered in France. It's very important there. The world satire woman, Carol Hills, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Marco.
Okay, so while the dust settles at Angoulême, we have a list of female cartoonists worth following. You can check that out over at PRI.org.